Section 1. Signing up for Medicare, pages 15 to 19. Who gets Part A and Part B automatically? If you're already getting benefits from Social Security or the Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, you'll automatically get Part A and Part B starting the first day of the month you turn 65. If your birthday is on the first day of the month, Part A and Part B will start the first day of the prior month. If you're under 65 and have a disability, you'll automatically get Part A and Part B after you get disability benefits from Social Security or certain disability benefits from the RRB for 24 months. If you live in Puerto Rico, you don't automatically get Part B. You must sign up for it. See page 16 for more information. If you have ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also called Lou Gehrig's disease, you'll get Part A and Part B automatically the month your Social Security disability benefits begin. If you're automatically enrolled, you'll get your red, white, and blue Medicare card in the mail 3 months before your 65th birthday or 25th month of disability benefits. You don't need to pay a premium for Part A, sometimes called premium-free Part A. If you don't want Part B, let us know before the coverage start date on your Medicare card. If you do nothing, you'll keep Part B and will have to pay Part B premiums through your Social Security benefits. If you choose not to keep Part B but decide you want it later, you may have to wait to enroll and pay a penalty for as long as you have Part B. See page 23. Note: if you need to replace your card because it's damaged or lost, log into your secure Medicare account online at mymedicare.gov to print an official copy of your Medicare card. You can also use this account to manage your personal and other coverage information, like your drug list and claim status. If you don't have an account, visit mymedicare.gov to create one. See page 106 for more information about mymedicare.gov. If you need to replace your card because you think that someone else is using your number, call us at 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Note: see pages 117 to 120 for definitions of blue words. Who has to sign up for Part A and or Part B? If you're close to 65, but not getting Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits, you'll need to sign up for Medicare. Contact Social Security 3 months before you turn 65. You can also apply for Part A and Part B at socialsecurity.gov/benefits/Medicare. If you worked for a railroad, contact the RRB. In most cases, if you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have a delay in getting Medicare coverage in the future, in some cases over a year, and you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. See page 23. If you have end-stage renal disease, ESRD, and you want Medicare, you'll need to sign up. Contact Social Security to find out when and how to sign up for Part A and Part B. For more information, visit medicare.gov/publications to view the booklet, Medicare Coverage of Kidney Dialysis and Kidney Transplant Services. Important: if you live in Puerto Rico and get benefits from Social Security or the RRB, you'll automatically get Part A the first day of the month you turn 65, or after you get disability benefits for 24 months. However, if you want Part B, you'll need to sign up for it by completing an application for enrollment in Part B form, CMS 40B. Visit medicare.gov/forms-help-resources/medicare-forms to get form CMS 40B in English or Spanish. If you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. See page 23. Where can I get more information? Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 for more information about your Medicare eligibility and to sign up for Part A and or Part B. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. If you worked for a railroad or get RRB benefits, call the RRB at 1-877-772-5772. TTY users can call 1-312-751-4701. You can also get free, personalized health insurance counseling from your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 113 through 116 for the phone number. Once you're enrolled in Medicare, you're not done yet. People get coverage in different ways. You'll need to review all of your Medicare coverage options and find what best meets your needs. See pages 6 to 8 for more information. If I didn't get enrolled in Part A and Part B automatically, when can I sign up? If you didn't get automatically enrolled in premium-free Part A, for example, because you're still working and not yet getting Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits, you can sign up for premium-free Part A, if you're eligible, anytime during or after your initial enrollment period begins. If you're eligible for premium-free Part A, you can enroll in Part A, anytime after you're first eligible for Medicare. Your Part A coverage will go back, retroactively, 6 months from when you sign up, but no earlier than the first month you're eligible for Medicare. You can only sign up for Part B during the periods listed below. Important: remember, in most cases, if you don't sign up for Part A, if you have to buy it, and Part B when you're first eligible, your enrollment may be delayed and you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. See page 23. What are the Part A and Part B sign-up periods? You can only sign up for Part B, or Part A, if you have to buy it, during these enrollment periods. Initial enrollment period. You can first sign up for Part A and or Part B during the 7-month period that begins 3 months before the month you turn 65, includes the month you turn 65, and ends 3 months after the month you turn 65. If you sign up for Part A and or Part B during the first 3 months of your initial enrollment period, in most cases, your coverage starts the first day of your birthday month. However, if your birthday is on the first day of the month, your coverage will start the first day of the prior month. If you enroll in and are paying for Part A and or Part B the month you turn 65 or during the last 3 months of your initial enrollment period, the start date for your Part B coverage will be delayed. Special enrollment period. After your initial enrollment period is over, you may have a chance to sign up for Medicare during a special enrollment period. If you didn't sign up for Part B, or Part A, if you have to buy it, when you were first eligible because you have group health plan coverage based on current employment, your own, a spouse's, or a family member's, if you have a disability, you can sign up for Part A and or Part B. Anytime you're still covered by the group health plan. During the 8-month period that begins the month after the employment ends or the coverage ends, whichever happens first. Usually, you don't pay a late enrollment penalty if you sign up during a special enrollment period. This special enrollment period doesn't apply to people who are eligible for Medicare based on end-stage renal disease, ESRD, or if you're still in your initial enrollment period. Note, if you have a disability, and the group health plan coverage is based on a family member's current employment, other than a spouse, the employer offering the group health plan must have 100 or more employees for you to get a special enrollment period. Important: COBRA, Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, coverage, retiree health plans, VA coverage, and individual health coverage, like through the health insurance marketplace, aren't considered coverage based on current employment. You aren't eligible for a special enrollment period to sign up for Medicare when the coverage ends. To avoid paying a higher premium, make sure you sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible. See page 84 for more information about COBRA coverage. General enrollment period. If you didn't sign up for Part A, if you have to buy it, and or Part B, for which you must pay premiums, during your initial enrollment period, and you don't qualify for a special enrollment period, You can sign up during the general enrollment period between January 1st to March 31st each year. Your coverage won't start until July 1st of the year, and you may have to pay a higher Part A and or Part B premium for late enrollment. See pages 22 and 23. If you're not sure if you qualify for a special enrollment period, or to learn more about enrollment periods, visit Medicare.gov, or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Should I get Part B? This information can help you decide if you should get Part B based on the type of health coverage you may have. Employer or union coverage. If you or your spouse, or family member if you have a disability, is still working and you have health coverage through that employer or union, contact your employer or union benefits administrator to find out how your coverage works with Medicare. See page 21. This includes federal or state employment in active duty military service. It might be to your advantage to delay Part B enrollment. Coverage based on current employment doesn't include COBRA, retiree coverage, VA coverage, individual health coverage, like through the health insurance marketplace, TRICARE. If you have TRICARE, healthcare program for active duty and retired service members and their families, you generally must enroll in Part A and Part B when you're first eligible to keep your TRICARE coverage. However, if you're an active duty service member or an active duty family member, you don't have to enroll in Part B to keep your TRICARE coverage. For more information, contact TRICARE. See page 86. If you have CHAMFA coverage, you must enroll in Part A and Part B to keep it. Call 1-800-733-8387 for more information about CHAMFA. Medicaid. If you have Medicaid and don't have Part B, Medicaid may help you enroll. Medicare will pay first, and Medicaid will pay second. Medicaid may be able to help pay your Medicare out-of-pocket costs, like premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and co-payments. Health Insurance Marketplace. Even if you have Marketplace coverage, you should enroll in Medicare when you're first eligible to avoid the risk of a delay in Medicare coverage and the possibility of a Medicare late enrollment penalty. Here are some important points to consider if you have Marketplace coverage. You need to terminate and your Marketplace coverage in a timely manner to avoid an overlap in coverage. Once you're considered eligible for or enrolled in Part A, you won't qualify for help from the Marketplace to pay your Marketplace plan premiums or other medical costs. If you continue to get help to pay your Marketplace plan premiums after you have Medicare, you may have to pay back the help you got when you file your taxes. Visit healthcare.gov to connect to the Marketplace in your state and learn more. To find out how to end your Marketplace plan or Marketplace savings when your Medicare coverage begins, visit healthcare.gov/medicare/changing-from-marketplace-to-medicare. You can also call the Marketplace call center at 1-800-318-2596. TTY users can call 1-855-889-4325. Health Savings Accounts, HSAs. You can't contribute to your HSA once your Medicare coverage begins. However, you may use money that's already in your HSA after you enroll in Medicare to help pay for premiums, if you're billed directly, deductibles, coinsurance, or co-payments. If you or your employer contribute to your HSA after your Medicare coverage begins, you may have to pay a tax penalty. If you'd like to continue contributing to your employer-sponsored HSA without penalty after you turn 65, you shouldn't apply for Medicare, Social Security, or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits. To avoid a tax penalty, you should stop contributing to your HSA at least 6 months before you apply for Medicare. Remember, Premium-free Part A coverage begins 6 months before the month you apply for Medicare, or Social Security or RRB benefits, but no earlier than the month you turn 65. Scales, a Medicare Medical Savings Account, MSA, plan might be an option if you'd like to continue to get health benefits through a plan that's similar to an HSA plan. See page 63 for more information.